This is GQDN for Friday, May 17th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. They're really, 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 really good. They give you energy. And if you're asleep, if you're tired, it'll wake you up. When it comes to the end, there's no crash. Well, maybe we're a little crash, but it's really good stuff. Not much crash to it. Yeah, it's good stuff. By patreon.com/groupquest. Go check that out too. And by stackup.org. I did fail to mention, you can get 25% off your purchase of swiftenergy.gg if you put in the promo code Quest. But anyway, in today's news, we have some college football video game news. Call of Duty news. And some Grand Theft Auto. I got a couple stories on that one. But we start with Redfall. And according to Kotaku.com, while the studio has been disbanded, Redfall is still getting an update. So, Arkane Austin is being shut down. But, like I said, they are doing an update. In fact, the studio did say, quote, "Thank you for all your supportive messages. We are working to release our final update, Game Update 4, that brings revamped neighborhood and nest systems, single player pausing, offline mode, and more. We'll provide additional details soon. Thank you all." So, Harvey Smith on Twitter did repost that, but Arkane Forever did follow that up. Quote, "Y'all are the best. Major props for getting the offline mode finished up, despite Xbox's betrayal. Heartbroken emoji." Now, the fans have been hoping for an update there for quite a few months. And once they heard the news that this was shutting down, their hopes went down for getting that update. But now there's an update for it, and it is coming. Now we get to some GTA 6. And there's a couple things going on with this one. So, first off, when is it coming out? Well, PlayStationLifestyle.net says that it will happen in 2025. But there are some rumors that GTA 6 would release early in 2025, basically the first quarter. But Rockstar Games is taking their time in making the game. And while the date has not yet been delayed, both Microsoft and Take-Two were expecting the game to release in 2024. But Take-Two said, well, maybe not just 2024, but maybe up to March 2025. But Rockstar later on did say that we're releasing the game next year, which means the game could release between January and March of next year. But they have never confirmed either company of Xbox or Take-Two or PlayStation. But PlayStation Lifestyle is thinking that Take-Two got it right. So, no later than March of next year. So we shall see what happens. But what would happen if the game falls short of expectations? WCCF Tech took that story because Kyle Bozeman and Matt Piscatella, the executive director of video game industry advisor at Circana, was talking about GTA 6 and how Rockstar says it's going to arrive late next year. So it'll arrive sometime next year. But they were talking about how the performance could actually affect the gaming industry. In Call of Duty, with those forever games like Fortnite and Minecraft and Roblox, will be an extremely successful for the terms of engagement. But GTA 6, but I think that's a typo. If GTA 6, what they're saying, is competitive enough, they could actually make players buy new consoles, because that would not be available on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. But what would happen if the game did fall short of the gaming expectations? Well, he thinks that the gaming industry could have a setback. But if this game is a hit and meets or exceeds expectations, this game could grow the industry. We shall see what happens. Now, I bet you like to game in your car. Well, The Verge says that if you got a Tesla, Very few of us do. Model X for Tesla will not come with support for the Steam games. In fact, they might be dropping Steam support on the further models. But right now they're just talking about Model X. Because the company did share a post by a Reddit user. And Tesla's message alerts to the customer said that the company is, quote, updating the gaming computer, for the quote, so that's no longer capable of playing Steam games. So here's what the post actually did say. Quote, Tesla is making the following changes. Your Model X will not include ultrasonic sensors, indeed, and instead will fully rely on camera vision to measure the distance to nearby objects, deliver active safety features, and provide autopilot and full self-driving capability. This new approach will enable improved visibility, better object detection, and greater abilities for autopilot in the future during this transition. Some features will be temporarily limited or inactive at delivery, including auto park, summon, smart summon, and full self-driving capability if applicable. Words are hard. In the future, your vehicle will receive access to these features via over-the-air software updates. Gaming features. Tesla is updating the gaming computer on your Model X, and your vehicle is no longer capable of playing Steam games. All other entertainment and app functionalities are unaffected. Now, Steam also isn't available in the Cybertruck, but we shall see what happens. Now, PC Gamer did talk about World of Warcraft, and they were talking about Cataclysm Classic. So, while the classic Cataclysm will be arriving May 20th, PC Gamer says that it has an interesting topic, because one of the writers did point out that when the game was announced, Cataclysm would change the world, would be part of the reason why Classic exists in the first place. And the quote did come from the Warlords of Draenor days, and that said, you think you do, but you don't. Now, the quests are more player-friendly, but some of the quests did lose their old charm. And there were stories I've told directly to players that were led to some of the fun moments, like Garrosh roaring, quote, you are dismissed, while he was throwing one of his people off a cliff in the Stone Talon Mountains. So some of those things have been changed, and some of the things have not been changed. So we'll see how players like it, like the Guild Advancement System, because Classic won't be using that type of thing. The Cataclysm did introduce some levels that the Guild could work through. In fact, Chris Zerhut did talk to PC Gamer, and he said, quote, those guilds experienced in 2010 lots of attrition. It was actually very, very bad in terms of how the affected social system for small guilds were immediately regretful about the impact of the game. Further quote, we knew that was a pain point. We knew it caused some hardship and unhappiness for our players. Why make that same mistake again? We shall see. And now we got a bit of an update for you. We said we would not be surprised if Call of Duty went to Game Pass. Well, guess what? VG247 just said that is coming for real. So Call of Duty, according to the Wall Street Journal, will be coming to Game Pass during its showcase on the 9th of June. You have been warned. Now, if you play Power World like I do, speaking of the Summer Game Festival, there's going to be some exciting things according to .esports.com. But what are they? Well, Pocket Pair says there's going to be an update coming, and we're all waiting. Now, yes, there was one major update to the game, and that included the raid boss. I haven't tried that yet. And somebody did post a picture up on Twitter that basically showed Power World will be introducing some new things to the game. And that was on the Power World Discord channel. On April 29th, it did show up the new Power World Island, and that showed a frog wearing some classical samurai clothing and a mystical fox-like creature. We shall see what happens with the frog. Ribbit. Oh, I had to say it, but I had to say this too. We never get anything video games-wise from ESPN, But guess what? We are now, because they're talking about the college football video game. So Daryl Holt was found shopping at a Books A Million near Auburn, Alabama. And that was around Thanksgiving 2019. And he caught the attention of the person standing behind the counter because Holt was wearing an EA Sports logo. And people were wondering why he was wearing the company's gear outside of the company. So he was asked a question: when's college football coming back to the consoles? So he just smiled, because that was one of the things that he wanted to do. So he was talking to ESPN, and here's what Holt said. Quote, "I think I even said, I don't know, but maybe sooner than you think. And it kind of gave me that little extra push that I know that there were people that wanted this game to come back as much as I did, more than I did." So the article does go on how the game is coming together. And that would include the ticket stubs line, and how the team had to bring the game together. That includes the models of not just the mascots, but the players. But they also got some of the players to stand in front of a tunnel to do the photo shoot, possibly for the cover. Because Adam Rittenberg at ESPN Rittenberg did say on Twitter, quote, "I attended the cover shoot for EA Sports NCAA Football 25 at the Cotton Bowl in March. Here are Travis Hunter Jr., Quinn Ewers, and D. Edwards, _, in the stadium tunnel during the shoot. Now, EA Sports said that they thought they would get 7,000 or 8,000 players for the first week, but in 8 days, 10,000 players had agreed to be in the game. And right now, there are 13,000 players that have opted in. So yeah, they are very, very surprised, and they love the enthusiasm. So who will be the voices? Well, Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit. Because Fowler went up on Instagram and he finally said that, well, I did 115 hours of commentary. So when will the game come out? They're still making it, and we're still waiting for it. Now we head to the esports corner, and Cream City Convergence has qualified for the Street Fighter Capcom Cup 11. And that is the Cream City Convergence esports tournament that was hosted by Bucks Gaming, and they were selected as a part of the Capcom Pro Tour event. Now the tournament will be a part of three events in North America to be a qualifier to the Capcom 11. It's each year of Capcom Cup Circuit, and the Street Fighter is the game developer Capcom has selected a handful of tournaments that will be a part of the main event. And the winner of these selected tournaments will be qualified to the Capcom Cup. Now, the tournament will take place on August 24th at the Baird Center, which is the home of the NBA Milwaukee Bucks. And Cream City Convergence will also have brackets for Tekken 8, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, Super Smash Bros. Melee, and Guilty Gear Strive. So that will be fun to watch. But GameSpot said that Xbox is going to make a controller for players who have disabilities. Now, if you remember, back I think it was last week, we said that somebody made an Xbox controller customizable for that person. Well, Microsoft just said, because they did announce it, that there's a $300 Protus controller that is designed for Xbox, and that was created by BioWave, and it comes with a multiple snap and play parts. Now, the controller will work for Xbox Series X and X, X and S, Xbox One, and Windows 10 and 11, and that will be shipping in fall of this year. Now, the retail is $300, but BioWave is offering a discount to $255 for a limited number of pre-orders. We will end today with a bit of a sale, because the Amazon sale is going on right now, and there's some PlayStation 5 SSDs on sale. According to GameSpot.com, the WD Black SN850X with heatsink 1TB is at $115. The 2TB is at $174. The Lexar NM790 with heatsink 1TB is at $85. That's with heatsink. The NM790 heatsink 2TB is at $150. And the 4TB one is at $270. the Crucial T500 with HeatSync, 1 terabyte's at $90, and the 2 terabyte is at $155. And the Corsair MP600, 500 gigabytes at $70, 1 terabyte, $100, 2 terabytes, $165, 4 terabytes at $400. That's the sale prices. If you want the 8 terabyte one, original price, $980. The Silicon Power XS70 2 terabyte is at $150. And last but not least, the Samsung 990 Pro, 1 terabyte at $110, 2 terabytes at $170, 4 terabytes at $318. And if you want the heat sink with it, it's $10 extra. We shall see if we have a weekly show this week. So if we do, go follow us on twitch.tv/DonForge. This has been a DonForge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. We'll see you guys later. Bye.